Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. It is almost Halloween time, and I want to talk all about how to not let your face get spooky. And I have with me my friend Giovanna Paramo, makeup artist.
Hi, guys. It's Giovanna.
It's Giovanna. She is going to give us top 10 tips for makeup to look younger and more refreshed, because I think a lot of times people put makeup on without really knowing these tips. And when I use filler and place it in positions for highlights and shadows, you're doing the same thing with makeup.
Yes.
So tell me about your background as a makeup artist.
Well, I used to be a model. I did modeling since I was 15. I modeled all over the world. And then when it was time, around 30, I was like, okay, I need to do a transition. What should I do? And life just took me to start doing photo shoots in Miami, and then like took me to Los Angeles, started doing TV. I went to special effects school here in Los Angeles, and I'm working on TV shows, celebrities, music videos, photo shoots. So
awesome.
Yeah.
So you're always working on movie stars, actually. She's very humble. She works on some very famous people's faces.
Well, yeah.
And we were just talking about how makeup gives you confidence, and sometimes people come to you grumpy and then they leave feeling like refreshed and like themselves again. So I know you see people who have their makeup on and maybe not the most effective way. Like the same way I see people who get bad filler work, you see bad makeup all the time.
Totally.
And I know that there's ways that we can put makeup on to look anti-aged and refreshed. And sometimes that means putting less makeup, actually, don't you think?
Totally. It's less makeup and also the quality of the makeup we're using. A lot of people are against brands and all that stuff. I've been working with different brands during my career, different cosmetic brands. And I know the technology that goes, just like technology is evolving in so many levels. Technology is evolving in makeup. So good quality makeup actually makes you look younger and fresher, because the way the light reflects, the way the product reacts to the skin. So for me, it's important to get good products from a good background and not just go to the pharmacy and get cheap makeup from there.
That is very true, because actually, you know, quality ingredients, they cost more, and they're put together by skin chemists who know their stuff.
And
it does reflect nicely on the skin. And it's actually important for the health of the skin. Very important in terms of chemicals, toxicity, and safety of the products too. I always think that foundation, like wearing too much foundation, looks old.
Yes.
It looks caked on and not so pretty. What do you think about that?
Totally. Also, the more foundation we put, it looks like we're trying to hide something. So it makes it more visible. So instead of going to hide something, it's just making it more, like you say, cake on, like too many layers, and it looks unrealistic. So the person looks fake, unrealistic, and it's not looking beautiful.
Exactly. Okay, so tip number one is wear less foundation and don't be trying to smother and hide your skin. What's tip number two?
Number two. Oh, well, obviously skincare, the way we take care of our skin, or like the spots we get with the sun, the sunscreen we need to wear sunscreen outside and inside. I immediately, my job becomes easier when somebody took care of their skin. Mm-hmm. I know when somebody took care of their skin, because the makeup just glides into their face. Everything just melts. Mm-hmm. When they don't take good care of their skin, they have a lot of discoloration. They have a lot of spots. Their pores are different. The texture is different. So for me, it's harder to help that woman to look beautiful. And sometimes they think I'm you and I'm a plastic surgeon and I have to. I'm like, I can't do anything with that wrinkle. I can't do anything with those lines and those spots.
So it's hard to hide, of course, wrinkles and lines. So the under eyes are a super important area to look refreshed, and people are always looking tired. What is something that makes the eyes look really old when you put makeup on?
As a background, when I'm working on for TV or for some shows and we need to age the person, the first thing we need to do is go into dark circles and put a lot of dark eyeshadow to create to make that person look tired and look older. That's the first step. And you guys, and I'm going to show on a video. So the first thing is, rest, Botox, serum. Because I think I start putting Botox on me at 30. And I did it because I want my skin to stop folding because all the smiling and squinting. So Botox, eye cream. Again, stay out of the sun. Wear sunglasses, a hat. And also, I think fillers are important. Good concealer, good mm-hmm. corrector. But also, it needs to be a concealer and a corrector that don't crack.
Mm.
It's hard to find that. For me, the main two ones, and I have deep dark circles, and the only two that don't crack, don't cake, and look flawless is NARS and the Tarte Face Tape. Those two, the only one. And on top, some Hourglass translucent powder. It looks like heaven.
Oh,
wow. Other than that.
Okay, write this down. NARS.
NARS. The brightening concealer by NARS. It comes in a little tube. And the Tarte Face Tape.
Face tape. It's a tape.
Now they're trying to make it dramatic because like to like top,
mm-hmm.
and then you can just go with a contouring on the jawline to kind of hide those. I think we can do magic playing with colors with contouring. We can do magic the nose, the chin, the cheeks. For me, that was my biggest secret that nobody knew.
Contouring the jawline. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And nasal contouring, of course. I think people are getting really good at that. And you can virtually look like you've had a rhinoplasty with good nasal contouring. So those of you who have a bulbous nasal tip, you should definitely watch some makeup tutorials on that. That's one of my techniques with filler when I'm using that filler for an injection, right?
And just kind of color and contour the drooping of the eye with a little brown.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to give like an immediate
looks lift. Like a wing of makeup, yes. And it hides the skin.
Yeah. And when you're in the outer part of the eye, you need to bring kind of like a very soft line, the same with the dark color, upper, always upper. Wherever you go upper, it's going to lift.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to one of the Academy Awards for one of the conferences they give. And she was aging somebody between scenes. And she's like, the only thing I didn't do any prosthetics. The only thing I did to age her, I went lower.
Mm.
If I need to do, to make her look, lower cheeks, lower lips, everything was low. When we needed to go young, everything was higher. Higher cheeks, higher contour, higher eyebrow, everything was higher.
So arching it all up. And also thicker brows. I think thin brows and thin lashes, of course, looks older. And immediately looks good when you put some brows on.
Mm-hmm.
It always looks nice. Well, there you have it. Those are amazing tips.
Thank you.
So talented.
Thank you.
You guys need to go check out her work and write down all those makeup tips. You should write a little blog post for me so we can stick that on the website.
Yeah,
write a little guest blog post about your top anti-aging tips and we'll get it to go viral.
And also, I like to be honest with people. I used to work at Nordstrom and we had to sell. So for me, my thing was like, I don't just want to sell. I want to really help people. If they want to spend $100, I want to, they really invest money in what they're going to be helpful for them. So I like to help, like tips that I didn't know when I was in a makeup artist. And now I know, I wish somebody would tell me that.
Yeah.
So just DM me or send me a message. And if you have questions, I will answer them.
What's your Instagram for people to DM you?
The Giovanna Paramo.
We'll spell it for you in the link below. So look at the podcast link to get all the details. She's on Instagram. I follow her, the Giovanna Paramo. Paramo. Thanks so much for joining us today.
That's it for now, guys.
Don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces at Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay. And you can find my amazing skincare on the website to have great skin under your makeup.
Yes.
It's beautybydrk.com. That's it for now, guys. Stay anti-age beautiful. And thank you, Giovanna.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Love you.
Love you too.